You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine. Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation.
Hello, it's Thursday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is a story that started circulating on the internet, and it alleged that an Israeli scientist was going to have a cure for cancer within a year. Here we are. Scientists say they'll have cancer cure in next year. This is in U.S. News. I think the story first ran in the Jerusalem Post. It also ran in the New York Post. It also ran in Forbes. And it's completely and totally absurd. For one, the researcher hasn't done any clinical trials in humans, so he's nowhere. Secondly, you can't cure cancer. Cancer is based on abnormal cell divisions. There are all kinds of different cancers. There's thyroid cancer and pancreatic cancer, which are completely different based in mortality and based on how they work. Like, you could possibly find a cure that worked really well for one of the many, many forms of cancer in a year. You could certainly make treatments much better. You can't cure it. You can't cure it in a year. But what's interesting in the tech angle on this is that those stories go out and they spread virally. Start to spread, actually, weirdly on Trump Twitter. Glenn Beck reposts it. And lots of people read it, gets lots of attention. And then publications try to walk it back. Right? So Forbes is a really interesting case. They published two stories saying, maybe this isn't true. But, you know, as the old saying goes, a lie is halfway around the world before the truth has time to put their boots on. And so what happens is the false story spreads massively, and the true story doesn't really spread that well. Because the false story appeals to our lizard brain. You don't read the story, you just reshare it, out it goes, and it's shooting across the planet. The story that says cancer is complex, hard to solve, this guy maybe is doing interesting work but is nowhere near there, is much less viral, so it doesn't spread. So it's an interesting story both because it gets at part of what's interesting about cancer, how complicated it is, and how complicated the treatments are, but it's also a story about how the internet works, how sometimes it doesn't work so well. All right. These videos, though, I hope do work. Post some comments. We'll chat, and I'll see you tomorrow.